Okay. First of all, I support it, so I'm just going to put it right now. And Johnny, thank you, and everybody else who's been involved in it. But let me put things in context, because I get tired of, and especially you, Mr. Robert, lecturing me that I don't have my priorities straight on this Board of Education. And I'll be quite honest with you, I'm fed up. But let me tell you right now, because I was in Appleton on Thursday and Friday. And in Appleton, Nina Menasha, because I stopped in all these communities, Beaver Dam, Amro, and Oshkosh are celebrating of the Senate and the onslaught that's going to come to us regarding the initiatives of the Republican-controlled Senate. And you wait and see when that happens. And then I want to know what your priorities are on this board. But I thought you and I shared a lot of the same priorities because you supported, or I've supported, things in common. But when you continue to lecture me as a board member, I get fed up with it. My priorities is I want to educate kids. And I want kids to be safe, and I want this district to be number one. Plain and simple, I've never wavered, and I never will waver on that. And the arts, and athletics, and academics, and math, and social science, and extracurricular activities, and on down the line, are important to me in the same context. But the onslaught, with Senator Fitzgerald now being the leader of the Senate, and Mr. Brofman, by the way, him and I have testified, and he has chastised me, and doesn't believe in early childhood, you ask me then, when they take control, what my priorities are and what their priorities are. And I'm tired. Let me tell you why I'm tired, because when you question my commitment as a board member, I'm not here to destroy this school system in no way, shape, or form. I don't want to raise fees. I don't want to eliminate coordinator positions or other positions. What I want, if I have my choice, is to leave everything intact. But the onslaught is coming. The onslaught is coming. Not only are we going to be at a deficit number one, not only is it going to affect the quality of education in this community, but then the onslaught of some of the initiatives of some of the conservative-controlled legislature is going to affect us tremendously. So either we come together and support each other, or we're going to be a vulnerable community when the attacks come. You know, whether you and I agree politically, Ms. Robarts, I respect the fact that you voted for Nuestro Mundo School, that you voted for naming the school Chavez Elementary, that you voted for a number of other things that I've supported or you've supported as well. But I have never questioned your commitment to the school district. I never have. I may disagree, but I've never questioned your commitment. But it has to stop. Because when the onslaught comes through and we're not together as a unit, it's going to be tougher and harsher for especially kids that are poor and especially kids that are not doing well academically in this community. And ask me again, when those initiatives or that onslaught comes this way, ask me again and lecture me again, and I'm going to tell you the same thing what my priorities are. They're going to be the same that I'm telling you now. And Barbara Schrank is videotaping, and I'll repeat exactly what she videotaped. When we cannot show that kind of, to me, distraction, division of this district. Do I agree with everything we've done? Do I like everything we've done? No, I have not. And I have made it clear to either the superintendent or my colleagues on the school board, past school board members on this board, as well as current board members on this board. But I'm honestly fed up with it. I am fed up. But like I said, some of these small communities, people are rejoicing right now because Senator Brofman and Senator Fitzgerald are going to bring back initiatives that are going to be tackled. You don't know how tough they're going to be on this community. And, you know, liberal or conservative, I like Mary Panzer, Senator Panzer, because she was willing to work with conservatives and liberals. But then, you know, today I went to the minimum wage initiative that the governor and the committee that put together, and there were both Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, coming together on minimum wage for $5.15 to $6.50 an hour. You know, there was an event, but I know some of you who've gone to Vera Fest and Brat Fest to help out nonprofits, and Willie Fest, and all the other FESA you can imagine, so nonprofits can at least exist or survive. And here we are, let's criticize, let's punch, let's beat up this school district so that when the onslaught comes, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to cut $6 million or $5 million or $10 million. We're going to have to cut $15 to $20 million. And the prices to go to, you know, to go to an athletic event may cost $20-$30. And then we're not going to have anybody come. Let's stop that. I asked you, Ms. Robert, let's stop that. Let's stop it now. Because that's what's going to happen. And, you know, my priorities are clear. Please don't lecture me. And don't question my commitment. Because I don't agree with you sometimes, many times. But I will not question your commitment to this school board. I support this because I don't think we made a mistake. But folks, we're going to have to cut $6 or $8 million this year, and the year after that, and the year after that, because new money isn't going to win. There's not going to be a windfall. There isn't. I don't know if people think there might be. And then at the onslaught after that, the taxpayer bill of rights or whatever else is coming up, and who knows what else we're going to have to be dealing with. That's going to be tough times for us on this Board of Education.
First, I'd like to respond to three things to look at. I don't think I mentioned you. I don't think I questioned anybody. I feel a little lectured myself, but that's part of what happens sometimes at school board meetings. We don't agree. I see my job as a public official and a responsibility to ask some questions, and I am very concerned in this regard that we're back. I think changing the ticket prices is the right thing to do for the people that, I mean, we're admitting we didn't look down the road and see what kind of impact it would have. That's what some people are saying, but I think it is wrong for us to be very basically exhausted and be very near contingency reserve, which was almost $650,000 going into this year on a budget well over $300 million. I continue to have questions, and I wanted to turn in order to ask, after assuming that option two passes, what will be left in the contingency reserve? And the second question is, how many staff have we hired using that reserve during the first few weeks of school? So we've actually used 0.3 FTE of
the five.
And what would be left if, assuming this is a positive, what the
concerns are? Just to be sure everybody's aware, the $200,000 that is sitting in reserve is dedicated strictly to maintenance. Can't be used for anything else the way the board set it up. So that $200,000 is really part of the regular maintenance that you froze. You're going to come back to the board to put aside for maintenance.
Then the second how the board's motions on the floor would need 1.53 FT or $102,980. That would equal the leave. It would be about $212,000 of $335,000.
That's where they'd be coming from?
Yes.
Mine is the $200,000 that really is maintenance.
I don't think you included that.
I did not include that.
Okay. Not paying maintenance, might be the $212,000. Or any other things.
But that's the entire contingency reserve. I'm sorry, I
can't read it. Plus the $2,000. Plus the $2,950.
$2,950 plus another $2,950.
Yes.
$400 and whatever. Okay. Thank you.
the 200 and whatever it is, 15 available to be used across the country.